Hello, Chicago, and welcome to another episode of Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of September 25th, 2006. Get ready, Chicago. Jersey Boys, the Broadway smash, will be coming in 2007. The musical does center around the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers' The Four Seasons, and it is going to be opening at the LaSalle Bank Theater in October of next year. Jersey Boys, which is co-presented by Broadway in Chicago and Theater Dreams, is described as a documentary-style musical based on the lives of the very successful 60s group. It tells the story of how a group of blue-collar boys became one of the biggest American pop sensations of all time. Of course, we're very excited to see Jersey Boys next year, but stay tuned to Talk Theater in Chicago for more details, because where else are you going to go? And speaking of the boys, the full cast has been set for the national tour of Altar Boys, which will be opening at the LaSalle Bank Theater on October 10th. The cast will star Matthew Buckner as Matthew, Ryan J. Ratcliffe as Mark, John Arthur Green as Luke, Jay Garcia as Juan, and Nick Blamire as Abraham. The three-week Chicago engagement will be kicking off a 30-week national tour of the highly acclaimed musical comedy. Altar Boys is a spoof of a fictional Christian pop group who are questioning their faith in each other. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, Altar Boys will be opening at the LaSalle Bank Theater on October 10th. Don't miss it. Patti LuPone, the famous Broadway star, is coming to Chicago to perform with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. She's doing her show Coulda Woulda Shoulda in a one, and I do repeat, one night only event at the Symphony Center. The November 14th benefit is for the Jewish Community Centers of Chicago. And of course, who could resist Patti LuPone? It's one night only, don't miss it. Well, it seems the tribute to Frank, Sammy, Joey, and Dean, the famous Rat Pack show at the Royal George Theater, has unfortunately closed after a 6-month run. If you have bought tickets for the show, you can receive a refund at the box office, so get in touch with the Royal George Theater. That's a shame. I always hate to see a show close down. And last but not least, the Tribune Stage Ticker is reporting that a new company is coming into Chicago. That's right, the Gorilla Tango Theater has bought their own building up in Bucktown on Milwaukee Avenue. Gorilla Tango Theater does specialize in variety theater and improv, and hails all the way from Albuquerque. Congratulations and welcome, Gorilla Tango Theater. Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode ready for your listening pleasure. So until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Mote, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.